The Titanic Historical Society and Museum is housed in a former photography studio in back of a jewelry store in Springfield's Indian Orchard neighborhood. The modest space holds a private collection of thousands of items connected with the doomed ship. Laid out in display cases are such things as buttons, combs, and articles of clothing survivors had with them on board, poignant letters, photographs, and other prize memorabilia.
This is a piece of carpeting from the Titanic, and it was taken from the ship as she was being built by one of the stewards on board the Titanic, F. Dent Ray.
There are ship's models and replicas of the china and silverware from Titanic. The museum does not contain any artifacts salvaged from the ship's wreckage.
No, we're totally against salvage. It's okay to go down and take pictures of it and have a look at the wreck, but leave the materials alone.
Edward Kamuta is the preserver of the very personal history of the Titanic. The founder and president of the Titanic Historical Society, which began nearly a half century ago, after Kamuta learned that the possessions of a survivor had been tossed in the trash after their death.
We started with five men who were the officers, the founders, and we had about 80 survivors as honor members. And now we have close to 4,000 members around the world.
Among the museum's most prized possessions are the life vest worn by Mrs. John Jacob Astor and a deck chair that was retrieved and kept by a crewman from a ship sent to recover bodies. Both items are currently on loan to other museums. Kamuta's fascination with the Titanic began, he says, when he read a book in middle school titled A Great Ship Goes Down. Then he saw the 1953 film Titanic. Kamuta said he was curious about the survivors and so began corresponding with dozens of them.
When I first started writing to them, I wanted to find out what prompted them to go on the Titanic and how they survived and what happened to their lives after that. And they're all gone now. They're all like family. I mean, everybody.
Walking through the museum, Kamuta easily recalls the names and stories of the people who were aboard the RMS Titanic, which set out for its maiden voyage on April 10, 1912 from Southampton, England, and struck an iceberg and sank in the North Atlantic on April 15, 1912.
She says, I couldn't drown. My name was Trout. And she survived in lifeboat number 13. And she lived to be 100 years old.
There's a display case devoted to Robert Ballard's 1985 expedition to discover the Titanic's wreckage. It includes a duplicate of the memorial plaque from the Titanic Historical Society that Ballard later placed on the ship's wreckage. There's also a section in the museum devoted to the movies about the Titanic disaster, including the James Cameron blockbuster. Kamuta was a technical advisor, and he and his wife are on screen as extras. The tiny museum has seen a big jump in visitors during the last several weeks, according to Barbara Kamuta, who helps her brother run it.
We have been so busy, I couldn't even count. The phones have been ringing off the hook. We've had visitors here constantly.
The museum has a gift shop online, and one of the most popular items in the weeks leading up to the 100th anniversary has been replica china. Barbara Kamuta speculates a lot of people planned Titanic-themed dinner parties. The Titanic Historical Society is planning a gala dinner of its own this coming Saturday, April 21st.
We have some relatives of survivors who will be here as well. One of them has written a book about her grandfather, and she'll be here selling it. So it looks to be like a very nice gathering.
Also on the 21st, they'll dedicate a large memorial made of black granite to the more than 1,500 people who died in the disaster. The memorial is located in Springfield's Oak Grove Cemetery. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.